to the world of Betochen, to continue our journey of in Betochen, we're dealing with the two primary subjects here. The first level of Betochen, which is a Hechana for the second level of Betochen, Tzarek V'Toivlo, Tzarek V'Lalo, manifesting different things. Tosh Bapet, Tosh Mishtab, Tosh Bapet, Anoichi, the two Anoichis, the Anoichi Shoytech Meret Yitzrayim, and the Anoichi, which is Hester Astir, the going out of Mitzrayim, the going out of Yerushalayim. These two parallels, which ultimately go back all the way back to the original parallel, which is the 2,000 years of Torah, and then the 2,000 years of Exod and Mashiach, pre Churban Bayis, post Churban Bayis, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva. That's the background that manifests in many different ways. We're now focusing on a different aspect, and that is Leil HaSeder v'Leil Tisha B'Av. We're comparing going out of Mitzrayim to going out of Yerushalayim, which is Pesach and Tisha B'Av. So in Kuf Ein Vav, Leil HaSeder v'Leil Tisha B'Av. Leil HaSeder v'Leil Tisha B'Av, Chalim K'Yedir Ba'Eitzi Yom B'Shvur. As is well known, Tisha B'Av and Leil HaSeder always land out on the same day of the year. Shneim Nikrim Moed, and they're both called a Chag, a Moed, a meeting place. Gam Tisha B'Av Nikra Moed. Moed Mashmusay Pegisha Muchonim Mirosh. Koloshen HaKosuv. A Moed is the inference, the word means a meeting which has been arranged before. An appointment. As in the Bozuch, HaYelichu Shneim Yachdav Bilt in Noadoi. And the two of them went together, built in Noadoi, in really having met, whatever, possibly Amos. All the festivals we have, all Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. But Amuki, I'm Noevi Mikoyach HaGilu Shom Tzias Mitzrayim, because they all flow out of the incredible Gilu that took place at the Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Kaidim Chag of Kafsa Korsmog Nila, Lenu Vinikosha, we establish a festival on the celebration that the Korsmog revealed himself to us and met us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Who Nigla Lenu Ba'anan Kvoidoi, he revealed himself in the Anan Akovit, the Nosan Lana Satoira, the Chag of Shmuz. So he took us out of Mitzrayim at Pesach, and he hit us in the Anan Akovit, that's Sukkot. Maybe this new guy wants to come to the shul. He may not know that it's going on. David, maybe your soul wants to join the vibe. He may not know about it. Just maybe. The Nosan has a Torah, the Chag HaShavuot, and then he gave us the Torah. That's the Shalom Shogolim. And it's all a process of having come out of Mitzrayim. So, how then we sing a Chalene, but on the Kovet Boed, he guarded us and shielded us, and on the Kovet, he says, Luma, so is the Tisha B'Av, and the Gala on Oisha. On Tisha B'Av, we reveal Hashem. With the Sefer Shogov Shuv Nivkoshna, at the end of the day we meet again. Nimtza Shagam Tisha B'Av Moed Hu. Tisha B'Av is a Moed as well because we meet Hashem on Tisha B'Av. How does that work? HaRebbe Shalano Oedus Gilu Miyuchad Zeh Hu Rebbe Akiva. The Rebbe we have that teaches us about this unique Gilu, the Tisha B'Av Gilu, is Rebbe Akiva. Who's the Rebbe of the Shara Shagolim for the Chagim? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Who doesn't think about Moshe Rabbeinu on Shavuot? Who doesn't think about Moshe Rabbeinu on Pesach? Who doesn't think about Moshe Rabbeinu on Sukkot? That's all the Tishabot. That's all Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that have in common with Tishabot? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it to Tishabot. Who's the Rebbe of Tishabot? Is Rebbe Akiva. Shehayim Esorah Arugam Alzus. Because Yom of Havim Mitztayah V'Shoyi Tzogolus V'Zakilu Anoyre Azeh. All his life, Rabbi Akiva was worried and yearned to be able to be Megala this awesome Gilui of a Haftarah Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecha. He wanted to give up his life for Hashem, and he didn't know when it was ever going to happen. I feel a night in this Nafshecha, and many of them are Galut et Hashchina B'Sosecha Esther. From Rabbi Akiva, we learn how to make the Shchina revealed, apparent, in the Hester. Moshe Rabbeinu was Megala Shchina. In the Noich Hashem Asher Tzeich Met Mitzrayim, in the Gilui. That's all there was in the going out of Mitzrayim. The Gilui, Gilui, Gilui. Rabbi Akiva was taught us how to Megala Shem Shemayim, Megala the Shechina in the darkness of an Auschwitz. Le'yivod imo'e lukvo'a mo'e de Tisha B'Av. From Rabbi Akiva we learn how to make a mu'ad, how to make a, I can't use the word chad, but a mu'ad, a meeting place with Hashem on Tisha B'Av. There's man chuban beis mitzvashenu. At the time of the chuban of the Beis HaMikdash, the time of the chuban of the Beis HaMikdash was the greatest hester point in ever was. It was the lowest point you could reach in our relationship with Hashem, and on that you make a mu'ad. Hashem hidden. Where's the meeting place? There's room for a mu'ad on Tisha B'Av. Chazal mitarim b'midrash v'hachove es histaknusa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal at length explained Moshe Rabbeinu's histaklus, his ability to, his perspective, his perception. I don't know if you want to know what the word translates is here. V'oitza shama Kosh Baruch Hu Gabriel. At that moment, Kosh Baruch Hu said to Gabriel, what about the moment of the Zechuber? Am I right? Gabriel, Tzav HaOman Ishmos HaShem Moshe. Who is talking about? I think this is talking about when Hashem wanted to bring Moshe Rabbeinu back to him. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kira. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to take Hashem is about to take Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So how does he go back to the Yochel, so to speak? Welcome, join us. Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he's about to take Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So, you're welcome to go sit and get a coffee as well if you want. What's to do? So, he says like this. Wait a shama, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gabriel. Gabriel, Tzav HaOman, Gabriel, please go bring me Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. I'm going to follow up. Gabriel says to Hashem, the boy is Shemayna, Mishu Shoko Kenege Shishim Riboy. That person that is equal to six. The 600,000 yin that went down Mitzray, the 600,000 roots and shomers. Hey, Chani Yechili wrote the Moshe. How are we gonna tolerate his death? How can we tolerate Moshe? I can't do that. The Moshe is with Dvorim Eilu. Hey, Chani Yechila Aseishlo. The one that has all these miles, all these qualities. How can I do that? You can't take his neshama. He says to Michal, Tzav Ahava Lishmosu Shem Moshe. Please go bring me Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. I'm going to pray for Hashem, and he see Lord Rav, why are you Talmid? But I'm going to pray for Moshe. I was his Rebbe, and he's my Talmid. I can't watch him down, sorry. I can't do this. Secondly, what's going on in the discussion between the Malachim and Hashem? I thought the Malachim do what they told. The Malachim done it before. Well, what's God saying now, sorry, Hashem, I can't? Michal says, I'm sorry, Hashem. Good question, but, you're looking at the wrong guy. Okay, I don't know what the Midrash is talking about, but tell it here. I mean, this is the Midrash, this is understood. Voice is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shomer Mitoich Gufoi. So Hashem went to the Neshomer that was in Moshe Rabbeinu's Guf, and he said to him, Biti Me'eves Yimshone Kitboschi V'yayse V'gufo Shem Moshe. 120 years you were in the Guf of Moshe Rabbeinu. Akshav Egiye Ketzcha L'tzeit. Tzai El Tachuroi. Now your time's to leave, come back to me. Amo Lefonov, Zaini Shalaylov. Yadu ani she'ata elokai kol haruchos kol nefashos. I know, Hashem. This is the neshama talking. This is not the goof saying, yeah, I know Hashem runs the world, but I'm still going to do what I want. This is the neshama saying, I know, Hashem, that you are the God of all the winds and all the neshamas and all the... You're the boss. Nefesh ha'chaim v'ameisim v'surim v'yotcho. The souls of the life and the death is all in your hands. V'atabu rasani, v'atay yitzotani, v'atay nesonani, v'gufa shlomoysha, v'ayetzim shalom. You created me and you formed me and you stuck me in Moshe Rabbeinu's guf for 120 years. V'achshav yesh guf tov, v'oylem yoysim y'gufa shlomoysha shalom, nirabu ruach srucha me'oylem. V'lo rima t'las, is there a body in this world that is more kodesh v'tov than the one of Moshe Rabbeinu that's never seen anything not 100% pure? I love Moshe Rabbeinu's goof and I'm not leaving. So Gabriel's not finished with Hashem. Sounds like my house at bedtime. You know, time for the kids to sleep. No, one more verse, just a bit more, two more, just one more sweep. Hey, what's going on here? This is Hashem talking to you. I'm going to close Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Neshama, tziel ta'achoyra. You must leave now. V'na'amalo ischa lishmei ha'shamayim el'yoinim. V'ani moshivcha tachas kitha kvede etzul kruvim v'shofim v'gedoidim. V'gedoidim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem says to Neshama, go on with me and I'll put you in the Shema Shemaim Elohim. I'll put you just under my Kisei Kovod. I'll take you to the highest possible places you can go. Voice the Shah, Noshka, Kosh Baruch Hu, Noitel Nishmosa, Benishikas Peh. And Kosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a kiss on his lips. And Vahir, Kosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochu, Boichin, Kosh Baruch Hu, Krad, Kiviyochu. Mi Yochum Li, Memori, Mi Yitzev Li, Im, Pualei, Ove, and who's going to stand up for me? Like Moshe Rabbeinu stood up for me, Baruch HaKadosh Omeret, V'lo Kam Novi Oib Yisrael K'moshe. And after that, there will never be another Novi in Yisrael like Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah. Neshike, but a kiss from Hashem, Hetzai Dad. Moshe Rabbeinu Shud, B'chinet Tzarik V'toiv, Lo Yistalek Min Ha'olam Al Yedai Shkepim Shel Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is what's called Tzarik V'toiv, Lo. That's the Chovah for Levavis' level of Betochen, where you get whatever you want if you're holding the right place. So he goes with a kiss. Nishmosa and Nishoma Kailele is called Klal Yisrael. His Nishoma Moshe Rabbeinu's Nishoma was a hybrid of all the Nishomas of Klal Yisrael. Baruch says that's why he had to marry someone outside Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't marry a Beit Yaakov girl. He had to go find a Midianite woman. Why? Because when you get married, you're going to marry someone who's got things that you don't have. But Moshe Rabbeinu had all of Nishmas Yisrael inside of him. So there was no girl out there that he wasn't already. Yeah, Malach is this. That's why he had to marry somebody from outside of Klal who could compliment him, because no one could compliment him, because everyone was afraid of him. But why is the key inside? Put that aside for the Shidduchim class. Okay. Nishmosai hayin nishomai kalevesh kol Klal Yisrael, ubeis yitzaklus al nashah kakol, ubeichol neknesis Yisrael. Well, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, it was as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving Knesset Yisrael a big kick. Whatever that means. Let's look at Rabbi Akiva, who's the flip side of Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he die? Who is Talik min Oyim Kiyachol Ali Dei Neshika Shor Rabbi Akiva LaKodesh Baruch Hu? He died doing what? Giving Hashem a kiss. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a kiss from Hashem. What does Rabbi Akiva do? In the most horrific moment that anyone could ever dredge up in their minds, Rabbi Akiva is giving Hashem a kiss. That's the difference between being Magal Hashem in the light and being Magal Hashem in the darkness. Said that Shir Hashem, Yishakeinim and Shikas Tihu, I will kiss you with a kiss of my lips. The Gros says, Emur Shekhar Shehaya Lo Liktov Neshikas Pihu. It's in the plural, Yishakeinim and Neshikas Pihu. I will kiss you with the lips of my mouth. Well, what's going on? There's a duplicate here. The Tevis Pihu Mukevis Mishnei Tevis Piha and Piv. The Gaon says there's a remez here. The word Pihu is made up of two words, Piha and Piv. Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noshek Neklal Yisrael. On the one hand, Hashem gives a kiss to Klal Yisrael. Ula Meidach Gam Knesset Yisrael Noshek Es LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, Klal Yisrael gives Hashem a kiss. It's not a one way kiss. And the girl says, when was, if you just think he's making this up, you know, because it fits nicely with the sentence, Paul. So the brain says, when was the kiss that Knesset Yisrael gave a Kodesh Baruch Hu? We know when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a Knesset Yisrael a kiss. That's the Midrash told us. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem kisses Moshe Rabbeinu, he takes it to Shoma. When did Klal Yisrael give the kiss back? Says the brain, be stuck loose, or should Rabbi Akiva? At the time that they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, it was Man Kriyashma. They were stripping the flesh of his body with iron coats. He was Makabal of Malchus Shemayim. The Talmidim said, hold on a second, this is where you're supposed to go. I mean, this is At Khan. He said to them these famous words, "Kol yom ha'isim mitzta'er al ha'posuk." All my life, I was in pain. I was suffering from the posuk. that we say three times a day, b'chol nafshecha. Once a day, twice a day. Twice a day. What does it mean, b'chol nafshecha? We have love Hashem, b'chol nafshecha. Means with all the neshama. I feel an openness nafshecha, even if you'll take your life. Amati, I said to myself, this is going on while they're busy stripping the clothes. The Mekim is busy, while they're busy, the Romans are whipping him apart there. He's busy having this conversation with his Talmidim. Clear. Matai Yovali Deva Kamenu. When am I going to be able to Mekim this, Rabbi Akiva says. Vachshav Shavola Yodin Loya Kamenu. And now that it's finally arrived, I shouldn't do it properly. Hayimarich Be'echod. He was Marich Be'echod, whatever that means. He schlepped out. Shema Tzad Hashem Al Kain Hashem Echod, whatever that means. At Sheyoso Nishmose Be'echod. His Neshama went out Be'echod. Simple chat is, his Neshama went out while he was saying the word Echod. Yotze Basko V'omro Ashrecha Rebbe Akiva Sheyoso Nishmose Be'echod. Ashrecha, whatever Ashrecha means, happy, praiseworthy, blessed, whatever you are, Rebbe Akiva, that your Neshama went out Be'echod. Ad Kan the sect of Brochas of Samach Aleph on the base, for those who want to know that this is not Chassidus. Nishmoso she Rebbe Akiva shehi kamu b'chinas tzadik v'ralo. Rebbe Akiva's neshama that is in the b'china of, as we said all along, tzadik v'ralo. His achde be'echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu became united in a oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah kabbalah shesurim b'simcha via accepting suffering b'simcha. Zu kesher shel dveikus. That's the relationship that we're striving for. That's called cleaving to Hashem. Kesher ha'ava nitzchis. That's the eternal bond of love that we give back to Hashem. Remember, we're in a state that teaches you, you have to give Hashem something. We all know that you can't talk about giving Hashem anything, right? We've been learning for the last few months, the last hundred and whatever pages, that you can actually give Hashem things if you understand the sugya properly. Obviously you can't give Hashem anything because Hashem doesn't need anything. But Hashem created a world in which Dafka does need us in order to fulfill His creation. So here's one of the things you can give Hashem. Zehu betochen gomer boyis parach. That is total betochen in Hashem. Betochen akolel alicha acharu v'kol tnai v'kol matzah. That's the betochen that I go after Hashem no matter what's going on, because I know it's all from Him and it's all for the good, it's all for my good, and this is all exactly what's supposed to be. Zu sod ha'yichud. That's the sort of yichud. Sod ha'neshikus of Klal Yisrael leboyre. That's the secret of the kit that Klal Yisrael gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, that's also, this is just on an aside, I don't want to start the next sugya now, because this has to sort of sink in a little before we go weiter. That's also the yesod of what's called minhag. Where do you see it? Mama's most beautiful, beautiful place. The thinkers explains like this. If you look at the year, the magal, we're dealing with Pesach and Tisha B'Av. There's a system here. There's a whole year is made up of different meeting places. Yeah? We go from Pesach, the birth, we go to Shavuos, which is like the Bar Mitzvah. You come to Sukkot, which is like the wedding. Shmini Atzeret is the Cheder HaYichud. Yeah? You have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have Chanukah and Purim. The whole system here, Tishir and Atzeret. But you have an amazing, amazing transition taking place on the morning of Hashanah Rabbah. The morning of Hashanah Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, just before we go into what's called Shmini Atzeret, up to now, Elul, all the way through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, has been riddled with mitzvahs. Tishrei, one big mitzvah after another, right? It starts with Elul, and then it goes into Shefer, and then it's into all the dinim of Yom Kippur, all the derises, and Sukkah, and Lulav, and Avaminim, and the Sichas Amayim, and all mitzvah. What happened to Lashon HaRabbah? We put on all our mitzvahs. We put on your Avaminim, we leave the Sukkah. What do you pick up on morning of Hashanah Rabbah? They're robbers. Who are they robbers? Minag Navim. Minag. We're putting away, and even Tuchas Torah. The dancing and the coffers and all the whole of Simchas Torah is for Minag. I mean, Shmini Atzeret is the right to Chai, but there's no mitzvah. There's a small little korban you bring, Surah Katana. The little Surah Yitin the Cheder HaYichud. That's just nothing else. No mitzvah, no nothing. It's all Minag. But what do we pick up? What marks the watershed from mitzvah to minhag is our robber. What does their robber represent? The nafs. It says as though when you pick up the robber, you're giving Hashem a kiss. Now a kiss can never be commanded. When you give someone a kiss, it's got to be a free will kiss. If you command a kiss, that's not a kiss. That's a bit of learning twitching, but that's not called a kiss. A kiss is an expression of my love for you. You can't command me to kiss you. It's an amazing, amazing thing here. The Jewish calendar is set up in such a way that a Shana Rabbah can never fall on Shabbos. You know why? Because he wouldn't be able to bring their robbers. He wouldn't be able to pick up your robbers and smack them on the floor 5 times. 1 second. Rosh Hashanah can be on Shabbos, so you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. The Raita! Sukkot can be on Shabbos, yeah, so you don't take lulav and esrog. This year you can find a lulav and an esrog that only kosher the Rabbanan, because on the day of the first of Sukkot somebody uses it. But a Shana Rabbah, which is a minna, take some marabas and you bang them on the floor. The calendar is set up in such a way that the Shana Rabbah can never be on Shabbos. Because you can't mevakel that good. You understand something about what a minag is to do? You understand what a neshika, what a kiss is to Hashem? That's us giving to Hashem. The mitzvah of Hashem says, do what you do it. And what are you giving Hashem your mitzvah? I'm not saying not. But when Hashem doesn't command anything, and we go voluntarily and pick up the robbers, Hashem says, that can't, I'm not saying it a year that I don't get that kiss. Shofar, a lulav, you know what it says about a year that shofar wasn't heard at the beginning, what the year will look like at the end, Rahman al-Islam? Horrific thing. Yeah? Because I'll say, no, we're very worried because of a, could be a little, the guy will carry, whatever the, No. Hashem said, I'm about to shofar, lulav and esrog, you know what lulav is? Rav Sefer Haboi, one of the most esoteric sfarim we have from the Tana, from the Tanoim pre-Rub Shimon. Ruba de Ruba, they're talking about Abba Mini. We don't understand. Maisa Makaba is going on in Abba Mini. Shem says, I'm prepared to mevatel there. But what I'm not prepared to mevatel is the kiss you give me on a Shana Rabbah. That we can't, that I'm not giving up. Now you understand who Klal Yisrael is, now you understand who we are. It's wasted so smart. Wake up!
Wondering how, let me say that
Hashem. They do the Rosh Hashem. They understand.